It's Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. Aaron Swanstrom in for PK on this Wednesday morning. And we welcome back to the show our good friend Kendra Smiley, two-time former Illinois Mother of the Year and author of numerous books on parenting along with her husband, John. Good morning, Kendra.
Good morning. And have I got a surprise for you. Ooh. My handsome farmer husband walked in. I said, hey. Did something break? He said, nah, I'm just going to take time to be on the show. He loves you.
Oh, well, gee, John, thank you so much. It's precious time for
good morning,
a farmer.
Good morning.
Hey, good
morning.
That is a pleasant surprise. That's Aaron Swanstrom, the other voice you hear. I don't know if you guys have met Aaron yet.
No, but we're looking forward to it.
Yes, yes, good
she
morning.
Has a lovely voice.
Well, thank you.
Excellent. Yeah, PK is out at board meetings for Reach Beyond Ministries in Colorado, so Aaron's in today. But we want to dig into this important topic. According to the National Center for Injury Prevention and Control, 1 in 4 dating adolescents report being abused. And this is a variety of forms of abuse, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is, yeah, verbally, emotionally, sexually, physically. It's a shocking statistic in my book. 1 in 4, 25%, definitely something parents need to be aware of.
Ooh. So what are some of the warning signs that a parent can be looking for, knowing that this is out there? How can they know, okay, perhaps this is something I need to be aware of for my adolescent?
Right. Well, there's 5 that we've really picked up on. 1 is the abuser. And interestingly enough, I think normally we think of the gentleman or the guy mm-hmm. being the abuser, but it can be a girl too. And one of the big signs is they demand a lot of the other person's time and attention. And so you can be aware of that as a mom or dad, you know, but we were going to do this as a family day. Oh yeah, but he said we needed to do this together, just the two of us. Warning sign number 1, they want a great deal of time.
Right, and interestingly enough, as we went down and looked at these signs, we have a college freshman in our life, and we call her a blessing. And the relationship that he has, as we looked at these warning signs, one of the things that's happening is he is pulling her away from us as the parental figures. And it's really interesting to look at that and think, I wonder if this is that healthy. And so, you know, it happens, and it happens a lot of times and when you least expect it. So I think as Kendra started out with the warning signs of demand and too much time here, just take a look, mom and dad, and make sure that your son or daughter has a healthy relationship.
And then there's also the warped view of extreme jealousy. Say a word about that, Kendra, please.
Yeah. You know, sometimes the person that's actually being abused thinks, oh, this is wonderful. The other person is so jealous. They want all of my, you know, attention. No. The extreme jealousy is not a sign of love, and parents need to be aware of that if they see that happening.
Okay. Another sign, it looks like there's a radical change in the person who's being abused in their personality.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if your son or daughter, you notice they're kind of depressed, and they've never been like that. They've always been sort of a joyful person, or they're more aggressive towards you as mom and dad or towards siblings, any sort of things. Again, that's another warning sign.
Right, and I think another one is if they're disinterested in things that they have been interested in, like outside activities, all of a sudden they quit doing the things that, as mom and dad, you thought, boy, I thought they were really interested in it. I thought they were having fun doing that. And the next thing you know, the son or daughter is saying, oh, no, not so much. I don't want to do that. That's a sign that there's something going on here.
Right. And when I was growing up, it was interesting as we were researching this, because a very good friend of mine, I started looking at these things. And now both of us, of course, being regular grown-ups for several years, we've reflected back on our high school years. And she definitely was being abused by her boyfriend. And that one that John just brought up, being disinterested, she and I did all kinds of outside activities in school, from chorus to cheerleading to everything. And by our senior year, she didn't seem to be interested. She was dropping out of those things. Well, I was to find out as a regular grown-up that it was because of pressure put on her by an abusive boyfriend.
Well, and something that's definitely changed the whole picture and landscape of this is technology now in this day and age.
Wow.
What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, wow, yeah. You can actually, you know, they can be connected 24 hours a day. And we've talked before about, you know, kind of what guidelines should parents use as far as technology. And, boy, having a central docking station in the kitchen so that the child isn't going to bed with that phone where she can be texted through the night or he can be texted through the night. anything that isolates, and technology can definitely isolate your child from someone who's potentially abusing them.
That's one of those things that we talk about a lot, about parents not burying your head in the sand,
yes,
as my dad used to say, in electronic devices. It's one of the things mom and dad can just ignore and say, oh, well, that's just the way it is today. But it's one of those that needs to be monitored. You need to be aware how much time that son or daughter is on that electronic device. You know, what are they doing? Stay in touch, mom and dad. Just don't forget about it and not realize what that son and daughter is doing.
Interestingly enough, our bonus blessing, as John referred to, she'll get a text. Of course, I hear the beep when the two of us are going to say, oh, who's talking to us? What are they saying? And obviously, she could choose, you know, to make it up or to not tell me, but it has become our rhythm. That's what I always do. So she reads the text out loud to me. That's a healthy thing.
But it's kind of a scary thing a lot of times,
yes,
with moms and dads with teenagers, and they don't want to do those things, just like Kendra did with Michelle, in the sense of saying, oh, you know, who are we talking to? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times what we've found is mom and dad are afraid to do that.
Yep.
And that's not good as well.
Yeah. And you'll notice, too, how it was presented. It wasn't, read me that text.
Right exactly.
It was a fun thing. And like I said, you know, she could pretend, but she doesn't, and that's good.
Good. Well, we're talking this morning with John and Kendra Smiley, parenting experts, about an important topic, about recognizing if your adolescent is involved in an abusive relationship. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we've acknowledged the warning signs. Now we want to say, okay, if you suspect this is happening in your adolescent's life, what can a parent do? So we look forward to hearing some of those tips when we return.
It's 7:43 on Faith Radio Mornings. It's Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. Aaron Swanstrom's in for PK today, and we're having a conversation with our friends John and Kendra Smiley. They're parenting experts, and you can find links to their book and websites, books rather, up at myfaithradio.com. They have more than one book. They're really good.
Absolutely. And we're talking about a sobering but important topic, about the idea of adolescents being involved in, unfortunately, abusive relationships. And we've mentioned some of the warning signs that parents can see, including just the abuser demanding a lot of time of the partner, a view of extreme jealousy, a warped view of extreme jealousy, a personality change, disinterest in outside activities, and even a 24/7 connection technologically, you know, being on the phone, being on the computer all the time. So, John and Kendra, you know, for the parent listening going, you know what, I see some of those warning signs in my child, in my adolescent. What are some steps a parent can start taking in this situation?
Well, first of all, they can look for, maybe find some things perhaps in the news, some impersonal illustrations of this, so that they're not specifically pointing a finger at their child and talking about it, but they're doing it in a less intimidating way.
That makes sense, because if they come at it personally, I bet it's easy for the child to get defensive.
Oh, absolutely. And they end up, defending something they're not even really happy with. And we all tend to do that. So, you don't want to put them on the defensive.
Right. And the other thing that stays away from, hopefully, is the emotional part of it.
Right.
Not only do they get defensive, but then all of a sudden everybody's emotional. The son or daughter gets emotional, mom and dad get emotional, and people are yelling at one another, and now we're not getting anything done.
Yeah.
And so that impersonal thing of looking at the situation, allowing them to look at it, and make that their own decision. If you can pull that off, that's a good thing to do.
Well, and I know that both of you encourage parents to refrain from using the word abuse. Why is that, Kendra?
Well, because then you've got them back on their heels once again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you can just say, you know, hey, how much are you guys connecting through the day, or something like that, or asking, why aren't you interested in going out for the pep club this year? Why aren't you going to take part of that? Help me understand that. And not abuse, you know, you're not, again, pointing a finger. You're trying to gain information, and she or he has to start thinking, why did I drop, let's make it a gentleman, why did I drop out of football?
Right, and I think another thing that you can do in that conversation is ask that son or daughter what their goals are. And you ask, well, why is that important? Because if before this relationship they had something like they had a long-term goal, and now all of a sudden with the actions that they have, it's going to stifle that goal, it can help them start seeing
right.
what's going on. And that's
yeah.
what we want to do. We want them to see the truth that's going on and how it affects their life. So anything that's unemotional, that doesn't get them defensive, is a good thing to have them, again, see, have them, you know, like we want to say,
discover it themselves.
That's right.
Yeah.
See the big picture. See what's going on. If the light bulb can go off in their head, then they can start making good choices.
Yeah,
right.
And as opposed to asking all the why this, why that, almost it sounds
yeah.
like you're saying, make some observations, saying, this is what I see. Tell me more about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, help me understand this, mm-hmm. exactly. And then, of course, in a perfect world, every parent would be proactive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we are all the products of imperfect parents, which, of course, means we are imperfect parents ourselves. So being proactive, though, helping your kids avoid this, of course, is wonderful. So how do you do that? Well, I think part of it is looking for those opportunities to help them understand what's a healthy relationship, you know, what's involved in a healthy relationship, and then talking to them all the time, for, you know, early on. Here are the components of a healthy relationship: trusting one another, respecting one another, mm-hmm. those sorts of things, and pointing out when something, a situation, perhaps on television, is someone showing disrespect to someone supposedly they quote-unquote love.
Right, and I think again, it goes back, as Kendra said, very early on for those parents out there that have very young children, starting that communication, and then as they get into the teenage years, begin by setting boundaries with relationships, looking at it and saying, these are some dating boundaries, and go into it with the idea that mom and dad and son and daughter are talking about these things. There are boundaries there in the relationships. And then you have this communication going on. And if something goes awry, that communication is already established. They understand. They respect you as mom and dad. And it's very helpful if you, like Kendra said, are proactive going into this.
Right. So I would say moms and dads of preschoolers, you know, this is the time to open those lines of communication and keep them open.
And I would think part of it, too, is modeling those healthy relationships even within your family and being transparent when they're not.
That all day long.
Right, you can take that one to the bank. Absolutely. And, you know, and when you slip and you haven't been perhaps respectful to one another, then letting the kids know as they see you apologize.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, mom was wrong. You know, that I shouldn't have responded that way. That was being immature.
Yeah, mom and dad having a healthy, loving relationship with Jesus in the center, nothing can beat
that. That's right. That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Well put. Well, in the last minute we have, too, sometimes that special guy or special girl can come into your adolescent's life, but we have to monitor that closely, too. Texting, calling, right?
Oh, absolutely. Pay attention. And you know what? If you're creating some fun things that are happening at home, they don't have time to be wrapped up 24 hours a day and someone else. They're going to be enjoying their time with you. I was just saying on the phone to a friend yesterday, so many young moms and dads these days they're not focusing enough on the fun of being a family. You only get about 18 years of hands-on parenting, so see if you can't find some fun in that.
Oh, good words.
Thanks so much, John and Kendra. This has been a great and informative and important discussion just for parents and being aware of the threats that are out there, but how can you respond when you suspect that your adolescent is involved an abusive relationship. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. You have a great day.
All right, back to the fields, John.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Happy planting.
Right on. We'll check in with John and Kendra.